odor for the mill workers' oral history project on March 14th, 2005 in Lewiston, Maine. I'm Amelia Larson interviewing. Could you please state your full name, including your maiden name?
My name is Cecile, my maiden name, LeBrun, L-E-B-R-U-N, Broda. Cecile LeBrun Broda.
Okay, and what is your place and date of birth?
I was born in Lewiston, and my date is I was born August 4th, 1934.
So you grew up in Lewiston?
Yes.
Yeah. What was the community like at that time? The social, religious, and political?
Well, the social thing was like we went out dancing a lot, ballroom dancing. That was our thing. And as for the, we were brought up, I was brought up very strict. My parents didn't let us out too much, go to the movie. And as for politics, I don't know. I'm not into politics, so I don't know too much about that.
Yeah. What were your parents' names?
My mother's name was Imelda Labonte, and my father's name was Joseph LeBron.
And what was their ethnic background?
My father came from Canada, but he was, I guess he came here as a young man, and then they went to work in the mills, and you know, that's when they all came over here, and it was called Little Canada, where we stayed. Mm-hmm. And most people were working in the mill, but my father didn't work in the mill. He made brooms, and my mother was a homemaker, because we were 11 children.
Wow.
That's why we grew up and went to work.
Yeah.
That's what we did, you know.
Most of your siblings work in the mills, too?
Yes. All my sisters work in the mill, and I have, I think, two of my brothers. One of my brother worked in the mill, but the others, no. They didn't. One brother, and I had like one, two, three, four sisters that work in the mill. But the youngest one, she would spoil her, so she went to school. She didn't do much. Mm-hmm. So.
Did you guys all kind of have the same kind of jobs? The girls versus
the guys? Yes and no, because my older sisters, they used to work at the Continental there, the Continental Mill, that was more in Little Canada. And they work in, I don't know what they did, I think spinning, in the spinning room. I work in the card room, which was a very dirty and hard work over there. But my other sister, more my age, she works in the spinning room too. But my other two sisters, I don't know what they did, I don't know where they work.
What did you actually do in the card room?
I did, it was like frames. It used to be like this cotton we used to come and they used to take it from there and they put it like in a comber. They call it a comber. It would comb the cotton to make it finer, and then it would go to another process. It was just the beginning of the process where I was working. It was just a piece of cotton day, you know, like big cotton. It was dirty, and this was the beginning of making those bedspread.
Oh, that's what you're making.
Yeah, the bedspread.
Yeah.
You know, they were making Queen Elizabeth and all those bedspread. And I also work in the. I had an accident when I was working in the card room, and I cut one of my fingers.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, I caught it in one of the machines. So, whenever there was no work, they didn't let me off. They put me here and there in all kinds of room. I went to work in the packing room. I went to work in the stitching room down there, but I used to cut those bedspread. Didn't like that because I was afraid of that knife. And I also worked in the packing room. That was it, I guess. Yeah. So whenever there was no work, they put me somewhere else.
Were the working conditions not very safe?
They were, and they were not. It was not like today. I don't think to me like a lot of those machines used to break. And there was like what you call those fixer, and sometimes they were busy, or it's like, you know, they wouldn't come and fix the machine right away because they had a lot of machine to take care of to fix. But it was safe enough, but I don't think it would be like today. I think to me today, the condition was not as safe as it was would be today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were there any conflicts between ethnic groups in the workplace?
No. We didn't have too many. It was mostly, we didn't have any people like today, you know, you're all mixed up, the black and the people. Most of the people working in there were French-Canadian.
Yeah, so that was never...
That was all there was. So we weren't, you know, we didn't have no conflict with nobody because we were all the same.
Right. What kind of things did you do to socialize between the mill?
Between the mill? Well, yeah. We couldn't wait. Went dancing. The minute we were out of there, we'd go dancing. I mean, and then, of course, it was Elvis, too. And I remember taking time off from work just to go see Elvis' movie.
Elvis Presley?
Yeah. Take a day off to go see Elvis Presley, the movie.
That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah. But that was our thing, movies and dancing. Mm-hmm. We did a lot of that, yeah.
How did you get your job?
How did I get my job?
Was it through your dad?
Or? No, I just went and applied. Mm-hmm. Just went over there, filled an application, and they hired me. Because I guess I started to work, I was 15, I was a waitress. And I worked till I was old enough, they didn't take you before you were 18. So when I was 18 years old, I applied there and I had good records. So they took me right away.
Okay. Were there ways of getting favorite jobs?
No, not in those days. Mm. No, because
it was just whatever you applied for?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't think so. I didn't see anybody getting any favoritism to get, no, there was none of that.
See, this we kind of touched upon about the safety, but, was it good to have connections, and how did you get them to get favors? Better working conditions, but you pretty much said that.
Well, I think we had a Teamster. I think we had I don't know if it was Teamster or it was some kind of a union we had in there. We had a union too. And that was our way if we didn't get to, you know, like if there was something that we were had problem with, we'd go see. We had like a steward. Mm-hmm. It was called a steward. And we'd go see him and he would fix things up for us. So we had sort of like a union.
Were most people part of the union? Or
a lot of people liked it and the people were against it, and I can't even remember if we had to belong to the union, but they charged us so much, you know, they took so much out of our pay. Oh. And I can't remember if you only belong, I think, to the union if you wanted to. And I think it was good because the union was good, because if there was anything wrong, I mean, if you applied for a job and you wanted it and somebody else would apply for it and you had, like you say, favoritism or seniority, then the union would step in. So it was a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Who got what jobs and who was admired or looked down upon?
Got what jobs? I don't think that. I was so young. I don't think anybody. See, with me, as I was young, they put me all over the place over there. I learned most of those jobs in the card room. If they needed me downstairs, I would go. So I don't think that we applied for jobs. Like I said, they would put it like on a board or something and people applied, but there was no problem there either, you know. Mm-hmm. No conflict of any kind. Anybody got the job they applied for and it went by seniority.
So whoever was older got the job?
Yeah, whoever had been there working longer mm-hmm. got the job. Didn't matter how old you were, as long as you had been working. So it's like whoever applied for a job, as long as they had been there.
Yeah, with a background.
Yeah, and somebody would show them the job. But it went by seniority.
Okay. Who was more inventive? Peace workers, bosses, or salaried people? People with salary?
I think most people were on the peace work, because it, you know, like inventive, yeah, you were there to make money,
right?
And that's all it was. The people that were there, most of the people were on peace work, except there used to be like helpers who used to come sometimes that would come and help out. I remember when I was young, they used to have these big frame and they had these big bobbin, And whenever they would, can't even remember how to say it, whenever the machine was ready for the stuff to come out and put new bobbins in there, they had these bunch of kids who used to come in and help them out. And most of those people were college people who went to college, and they'd come in the summer and work there to help out.
So the college kids came in just
came in too, yeah. Yeah, I met nice, cute guys then.
Danced with them?
Yeah, went out with them.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
Do you think that the workers were overworked?
No. No, because I went to work in a shoe shop after that, and I think with the mill is like, with the mill, it's once you learn the job, it's like you could have free times, because it's like the machine, as long as you got your machine running, you could sit and read, because as long as you kept feeding those machines, you get your machine all done, then you had plenty of time, you know, like, well, not plenty of time, but four or five minutes. And you worked, you had to eat while you were working, because I worked from 3 to 11. So it's like there was no time in between. Those machines worked 24 hours a day. And I had my kids. And then after my kids got older, I went to work in the shoe shop. Very different. Because over there, the machine runs you. And in the shoe shop, you run there's no machine, but you run, you do the work. Over there, the machine runs you. As long as you get the machine, you're all set. I didn't think people were overworked. I thought that maybe when I left, then they started probably adding more work to the people, but I didn't think people were overworked there. As a matter, I like the mill better than the shoe shop.
So you just start the machine and then it would just run?
It would fix the machine, you know, get the machine fed them and fix them, and then it's like, you know, you waited for the, it was all piecework, and like whenever something would happen, we'll say something would break, the machine stops, so you go and fix it. And you start it up again, see? So as long as you kept your machine well fed in the back and that you take out your empties in the front, you were all set.
Were you standing that whole entire time or were you sitting down?
Well, no, I was walking around. You know, you didn't stand.
Yeah.
You walk around. Yeah. It's like I had these frames and then I had these big, I can't even remember what they were called, these big things that I used to make for the Colmer. And that was three machines there and another one there. And I walked around. I didn't stand around. We kept walking around, but once in a while I'd sit and watch, you know, or I'd eat a sandwich or read, as long as the machine were going.
Do you know of any illegal discharges into the river in those days?
Illegal discharges?
Oh,
you mean people
polluting?
Throwing stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, I imagine they probably did. It wasn't like today. I mean, even if people would throw stuff in there, nobody cared.
Yeah.
You know, like today, they go a lot for that. No, I'm sure people did their lunches they didn't eat or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sure they did.
They just weren't conscious of
No, not like today.
Yeah.
We didn't look at stuff like that like today. No.
Yeah. And who really took care of the money and organizing the family?
Who took care of my money?
The money, just
the money I made?
Yeah.
Well, see, it's like, When I was working, I was single. I used to take in those days, you know, like we're 11 children. So it's like we used to come home and give my father, as if the kids today would do that. Give my father, I'd cash my check and give my father so much money a week. It was like paying, you had to pay room and board.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd pay my room and board and then whatever was left was mine. So it was like pretty reasonable. In those days we made, $40 a week. Probably give him like 15. The rest was us to do what we wanted to,
mm-hmm.
you know. But after I got married, I don't know. Who handled the money? The guy did. Yeah.
So when you were younger, your father pretty much organized the family?
Oh,
with
yeah.
The money?
Yeah. My mother was a stay at home, and my father worked, and he was the one who was most like, I don't know, today. It's like today, he was like the boss, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
You know, men in those days, they were like from the old school. I'm the boss.
That's all for the LA questions. And then I have just a few questions from my class about gender.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, do you have any favorite memories about working at the mills?
No, not really, except that I had a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's like, I made a few friends in there because, but the people in there were all older than I was. You have to understand, I went to work in there, I was only 18. And it's like, the people, they were older women, and you know, where I was working, you know, they were older women. And I made a few friends, but most of the friends that I made was the people, the young people who would come in and work, and then we'd go out or whatever. But the memory, I think it was, the memory is like in the summer when those college kids used to come in. That's when I had fun. They used to come in, and it's like I say, you know, we have a few minutes, we have time to go down there, talk to the boys.
Yeah.
So that's my memory, I think, of the mill, is that when I couldn't wait for summer because I knew these college kids would come in. That's my memory of the mill.
Yeah, that's good. Did you have gender roles, like, when the college kids came in, did they, like, did the guys take different roles than the women, or, like, sewing, was that, like, more of a women's job? Or?
Yeah, well, no, down in the sewing room there, whatever they called it, that room, there was no men sewing. The men were doing the labor, like, they would wash those big bedspread and put them in the dryers and stuff, and the woman would be the one who would be the sewing. You know, in those days, women did women work, and men was more like the heavy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in the card room where you worked, was it mostly women, or was it?
Well, there was men. The men were used to do the cards, where they were doing the cards. That was big, those big machines. And then the woman would do, like, the what I was doing there, like the frames, and then on one part, which was another, I don't know what this machine was called, there was men and women doing that. So in there, there was no difference there in running those, I think it's draw frame, they call them. And I think that there was men and women running that. But what I did was just women. Mm-hmm. And the card was just men doing that because it was too big. Women couldn't have lifted those things. They was too big.
You didn't really get a break, right? Is that true? Or?
No, we took our own break.
Yeah.
Used to smoke, can you imagine? Used to smoke.
Yeah, so you could just leave whenever.
And there was like a little cabin that they had made right in the middle there of the floor. Where can you imagine how dangerous
that
was?
Right in the middle of the room?
Yes. In the middle of the room, there was like a little cabin there. We used to go in there. Can you imagine that? We used to go take a break and go in there, sit and smoke and talk. And I mean, cramps full of smoke in there with that cotton. How dangerous that must have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just smoke right there.
Yeah, it does sound pretty dangerous.
But before then, we weren't allowed to smoke in there. I remember I used to work on a third shift at one point. It was on the fourth floor. People used to go on the roof to smoke outside. Yeah. And they didn't, you couldn't get caught, though. You know, you weren't supposed to do that. But with the little, then they made those little cabins there. People used to smoke in there.
So pretty much wherever they could.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. What about like going to the bathroom? Could you just take breaks?
Yeah, you just did that whenever you wanted, you know. And they had like these things that you could even cook. They didn't have microwave then, but they had like these little oven. You could put your food in there. We used to bring jar and cook our own food. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you see people walking around all the time because you took a break whenever your machine was going. So it wasn't that bad. I don't think mill work. It wasn't that bad.
No. Did you ever have any women that were pregnant working? Or
I got pregnant, I was working. And when I got pregnant for my oldest, I think I was laid off. I was like 5 months pregnant when I was laid off because there was no more work. So they laid me off a little bit. And then when I came back, I was 7 months, and the super came over and said, you know, like he says, it wasn't that, you know, he says, I think you should go down there and tell him that you should quit because you're 7 months pregnant. And see, he says, like, if those things that I lifted, it wasn't too bad like this, but when you go up like this, I don't want you to hurt yourself. Plus, but I was about 6.5 months. And I says, but I'm not 7 months because then the insurance wouldn't have paid. He says, just tell them you're 7 months.
Yeah.
And when the baby comes, you could be late. The heck with that. He says, I don't want you to get hurt. So it's like I was pregnant. They let you work up till 7 months.
And then they gave you some type of insurance?
We were insured. They paid for our hospital and, you know, the baby. And then I think they gave you up to 6 weeks to come back. But I never went back.
You never went back after your first?
No, I stayed home. Took care of my kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have any difficult or hard memories about working?
Yeah, my finger. I lost my finger. That was my thing with that. You know, that was my hardship, you know, just losing my finger.
Did they give you any?
Yes, they gave me comp. And they kept me because they had this plaque, no accident, that they wanted to. And I went in there and I did, like, I couldn't do my work. So what I did, they put me downstairs on a bobbin machine. They say, work when you want. So it's like, if I didn't want to work, I just walk around, did what I want. And then they gave me a comp for that, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they were pretty good about that.
And did the supervisors treat men differently from women?
No. No. We had, for myself, I had a very good supervisor. I still remember that man. He was very, very nice man. So he treated everybody the same. Yeah.
That's it.
That's it, huh?
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.